Hello, David.
Hey, Michael.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
So how's the Cannes Film Festival been going for you this year?
Oh, very good. Look, can I pitch you one of my projects?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. What's it called? What's it about?
Well, it's a biopic, an historical drama.
Oh, yes.
It's about Nurse Edith Cavell in World War I.
Oh, yes. Who was she?
She was an Allied nurse who started smuggling injured soldiers out of occupied Belgium. She was caught by the Germans and executed by a firing squad. But one of the last things she said was, "Patriotism isn't enough. I must have no bitterness or hatred to anyone."
Yes, yes.
She was a martyr, a true heroine of the war. In fact, that's the title. Edith Cavell, heroine of World War I.
And what's the budget?
50 million.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Why not?
Well, could we change it to a man? Eddie Cavell, heroine of World War I. Of course, we'd have to change the heroine bit. Last time I financed a film with heroine in the title, we attracted completely the wrong crowd. Eddie Cavell, hero of World War I. And who's he fighting?
The Germans.
See, this is World War I, so they're not Nazis yet. That's going to be a problem.
Why?
Well, no one cares if you bash Nazis, but before then, it's a little bit harder. Now, the Germans weren't that bad before World War I, and it's critical we get a release at the Berlin Film Festival.
But it's not about who she's fighting, it's who she's saving.
Oh, no. Where's the conflict in that? He's got to be fighting someone. It could be a monster, a supernatural force, an alien. Eddie Cavell saves the world. New title, I love it. Now, a love interest. Did he meet Mata Hari in real life?
Well, he didn't exist in real life.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. He had a night of passion with Mata Hari before the big showdown with the alien monster.
What about the firing squad?
That's it! That's it! You're a genius! He gets the firing squad to shoot the alien monster! He changed places or something. I don't know. We'll work out the details. But he's in the firing squad shooting at the alien.
But what about those beautiful last words?
What was it again?
Patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness to anyone.
Oh, you are so right. You are absolutely right. He needs some great lines like Arnie or Sly would have. Oh, you're so good at this. How about this? Before he blows the alien away, he goes, "I've got more than enough patriotism. Now you can have some..." or how about this? "Suck on my patriotism." I can see a new title. Eddie Cavell, too much patriotism for one man. Oh, no, how about this? He's in the firing squad. He looks the alien in the eye, because it's only got one eye, and he goes, "I must have no hatred or bitterness to anyone. Except you, Mata Father, aliens." Oh, no, but hang on, they're probably going to find a bit hard to spell on those posters. Better keep to the original title. You know, I'm so glad I work with you. You really have your finger on the pulse. You know the zeitgeist. This film is rolled gold. It has it all. Sex, space aliens, the world at war. Eddie Cavell saves the world. I can finance that, no worries. In fact, I can get you 100 million. When do you want it by?
Right now.
Okay, deal.